The Tuesday after the first Monday in November hasn't always been Election Day in the United States.
The first election which voters voted on a single day was in 1848, the election of Zachary Taylor. Before then, elections were held on different days.
Robert Dinkin is a retired history professor. He taught at California State University, Fresno.
Congress in the 1790s did stipulate that the electors to the Electoral College be chosen by the first Wednesday in December, and that electors be chosen within 34 days prior to that date.
The trouble with that system was that different states had elections on different days. So a voter could vote in one state with an early polling date, and then move to a state with a later election day and vote again. A single date was needed. Michael White is with the Office of the Federal Register. He explains how the current system came into use in the 1840s.
We were an agrarian society. The harvest would have been completed by that time, and there were great distances for voters to travel. Most people had Sunday as a day of rest, and they would not be traveling on a Sunday. So you had Monday as a travel day, and then Tuesday, the day for voting.
This year, record numbers of people have voted before the National Election Day, the Tuesday after the first Monday in November.
And to keep track of the latest presidential election results, keep your eye on the Electoral College map at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered.